What's up, everybody? It's Hank here with the audio version of Smoke Break MMA on the Anchor app. And my guest today, second time appearance, second time being on the show. He was on my show a long time ago, I think 5 months ago, something like that. It was a long time ago. And former UFC fighter, a very exciting fighter, always comes to scrap, always comes ready to brawl, Jason the Kid Knight. How are you doing tonight, Jason?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
Definitely pretty good. Like I was saying right before we went live and started recording, I had you on. I think you were, if I'm not mistaken, you were my first or second. I think maybe you were my second UFC fighter to ever come on.
Yeah, man. That's what's up.
Definitely. So a lot's changed since then. You know, like I said, you're always in exciting fights. And to some people, you know, they've always had this discussion. The Japanese, they do it way different. You know, like in Japan and Pride, it really wasn't about winning or losing. Now, obviously, they wanted just winners. You know, you want champions. But in Japan and in Asia and these other places in the world, if you lose, it necessarily doesn't mean you get cut. In the UFC and in the United States, if you lose 3 in a row, 4 in a row, it doesn't matter if you're Lyoto Machida or motherfucking John Jones, they just might cut your ass. So, for the fans, you know, who don't know, and I don't really know exactly what happened, did they just call you one day and say, you know, you've lost so many in a row, you're done? Did they send you a letter in the mail? You know, how did it happen? How did it all come about? Did it end on good terms, you know? Was you still on good terms with them?
Yeah, man. As far as the stuff's told, kind of everybody. I just got trying to light the match stuff, and I got an email, and it just said about we're using our extra stuff now. Relinquish your contract. Said something about it's due to in part that you lost your last fight and whatever. But I ain't sweating it. My coach, Alan Brown, Sean Shelby said go get a couple good wins and I'll put me back in the UFC. So, I mean, if worst comes to worst, I'll win a couple fights, get back in the UFC. Hopefully best outcome, I'll get picked up by somebody else that pays as good, if not better.
Yeah, it's kind of, like I've mentioned with some amateurs, you know, I've had a lot of amateur fighters on my show, and sometimes in today's day and age, you see people like Eddie Alvarez, you know, Mighty Mouse Johnson, test the waters in free agency, Ben Askren. You know, sometimes being a free agent is better because you can figure out what you're worth. You know, you can go out and sometimes get more money. I'm sure Bellator, you know, I mean, which weight class would you prefer? Would you prefer your same weight class at 145? Would you prefer to just to stay right there?
Yeah, man, I'd rather stay at 145, but I don't give a shit. I fought 155. I can go no bigger than 155, and I damn sure wouldn't go smaller than 145.
Yeah, because you see, you know, the UFC now, they're thinking about getting rid of 125, and I had Jose Shorty Torres on my show a while back, and my immediate thought was, okay, all the people that are going from, that are at 125 are just going to jump up to 135. And they just kind of got rid of, you know, they got rid of Jose Shorty Torres. They got rid of Mighty Mouse. You know, they got rid of a lot of people, but, and they're still, you know, in the process of cutting people. Did you ever think it was going to come to something like that? Or we're living in crazy times kind of, you know, in MMA now with trades and steroid allegations and USADA and, you know, there's a lot of bullshit going on in MMA today.
Man, you know, when I got in, it was just fighting. It was just for the love of it. I mean, now it's got so messed up. It's all about money and fucking how cool you can look to everybody and how many tweets you put up, how many posts you put on Instagram. That's what this came down to. Like, that's why, like, dude, if you ever get a fucking message back from me on Twitter, Instagram, you know, Facebook, whatever, you best believe it's going to be Jason Knight. it's not going to be my manager or fucking whoever, you know? Like, that's what I don't, like, you see all these guys that are posting out 4,700 tweets a day, and, you know what I'm saying, I constantly got their Instagram going. You know, it's not them that's doing it, it's their managers and stuff like that. Why, like, I don't understand why it went from just fighting and gaining fans that way. You know, so I figured, go out there, put on a good show, you know, people are going to like you. If they don't like you, they're still going to watch you because they don't fucking like you. You know, so that's what I went out there and I did. I went out there, put on a show, and I think that's the way that, you know, a lot of fighters should get back to, just going out there, worrying about putting on a show, give it your fucking best at all times, you know what I'm saying, and leave all the other bullshit behind.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of, it's, you know, you mentioned that, like, I've reached out to a lot of people, you know, a lot of UFC fighters, Bellator fighters, LFA fighters, Cage Warriors, you know, up everywhere. I've interviewed the whole pack, and I've had a few say, you need to call my manager. And, you know, just, when they hit you with that, sometimes, it depends on who it is, you know, and I'm not like a big-time media journalist. I'm just like a small-town interviewer, I guess you could say. But you definitely you have it right. Like, when I message you, you know, it's you directly, and you respond. And I've never really asked you, you know, how you felt about interviews. You know, a lot of fighters hate it. You know, like Conor McGregor's mentioned before, he hates interviews and hates, you know, podcast, like, not, he didn't say I hate podcasts, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. Does it bother you for people to hit you up and say, hey, I want to interview you, I want you to be on my show, you know? And not only that, you kind of have to, you know, you kind of have to have to do that to get your name out there, get fans, get more exposure. It helps.
Man, I actually enjoy it. You know, I enjoy, you know, when somebody wants to ask me things about my career, and, you know, people,
he's cutting out for a second.
I'm fucking some fighters, man. It's so ridiculous. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out for just a second, but start over there.
But yeah, man, I was just saying, like, I've seen some fighters that, you know, don't want to take pictures with their fans, don't want to sign autographs, and, you know, like, I've been at the hotels, and they have people standing outside, you know, outside in the parking lot and shit, because they wasn't allowed in the hotel lobby because the fighters had done complained about people being out there in the lobby and trying to talk to them. Like, are you kidding me, dude? That's who's paying your fucking bills, and you don't want to talk to them? You don't want to take a picture with them? You don't want to sign their fucking autograph? You don't want to take 5 minutes out of your little fucking schedule that you got going on this week that you have? You know what I'm saying? You got a whole week where you stay at a hotel. You got like five things you got to do all fucking week. You know what I'm saying? Five, six things. And I mean, if you're a big star, you're a big, huge star, you might have a few more. But fucking, if you can't take out 5 minutes of your day to make sure that you get all them fans out there, make sure you get every fucking one out there that's wanting a picture with you, make sure you sign every fucking autograph that you can, you're a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do that, you're a fucking, you know what I'm saying? I hate that. You know what I'm saying? I hate those type of people. I mean, the way I am, if I've got 2 hours to spend fucking taking pictures and signing autographs, and I've got 2 hours worth of people wanting to sign autographs and take pictures, that's what I'm going to do, you know?
Yeah, I seen a thing.
As far as the interviews and podcasts go, man, like, that's, you're helping me. Yeah. And you're helping, you know what I'm saying? You're helping me, you're helping the other five.
Yeah, definitely, man. I seen a thing on Twitter yesterday. It didn't like aggravate me or bother me. It was just kind of funny. It was an amateur fighter. He's not even a professional. Like, he's not even in the UFC yet. He's not even big time. And somebody tweeted out, and they're like, you know, how many retweets and likes, and, you know, how many subscribers until you send me for a free autograph? And he's like 1,000 retweets. And the dude follows me, and, you know, I'm not going to put him on blast and say his name. The dude follows me, the fighter, not the fighter and the dude asking. And, You know, I could have, you could easily just ask this guy, hey, could you send me an autograph? Like, you're a small town kid from Mississippi, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're from, like, you're a very humble country boy. If I asked you, Jason Knight, would you sign a picture of yourself and send it to my address? I'm sure you'd be like, no problem, man.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. I've done it a million times. But see, the thing is about me, if you don't stay on my ass, you ain't going to get your picture. You know what I'm saying? if you ask me 3 times in a week, you'll get that damn picture. But you ask me once, you ask me tonight to get you a picture at 10 o'clock, by 10:45, I done forgot all about you and your fucking picture.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about other shit.
I don't know if it's the fact that I've been hit too much or, you know, I smoked too much weed when I was younger or what it is, but I can't remember nothing these days.
Yeah, I definitely think that a lot of fighters could learn. Like, I think Conor McGregor, too, I mean, to quote him a lot, he's like the biggest star you could name because that's Conor. Like, if I message Conor on Twitter, 99.999999% he's not going to answer me, you know? If I message you or Eric Anders, you know, Elias Theodoro, people I've had on my show, you know, other people, other reporters, other interviewers, they're more likely to come, you know. I've had some big names, you know, like yourself. You're a former UFC star, you know, a former UFC fighter that's had some amazing fights, you know, and a lot of fighters could definitely learn from that, you know, the interact with your fans, and like you said, you don't know if that's who they are, like, you don't know if they're having their manager do it. You don't know if it's their sister or... You don't know who you're tweeting unless you get them on the phone like we are right now and actually FaceTime or Skype with them.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, like, as exactly like you say, like anybody can be sending you messages. You can sit there and carry on with somebody's accountant. There's not the accountant. There's somebody's assistant to me.
Yeah, it could even be the real person. Never it could even be know a it. Fake Conor McGregor. It could be, you know, a different account or something. You never know. So what's next? What's next for Jason Knight? I mean, you got...
Go ahead.
We talked about your release, you know, a little bit, and the UFC let you go, but they said, you know, get a couple of wins and we'll bring you back, because you're very exciting. And like I was mentioning earlier, you know, about the styles and wins and losses, sometimes wins and losses don't fucking matter. Sometimes it's about how excited... I like to watch your fights, whether you win or lose. I have... I think 2 of your fights right now on my DVR. You know, I watch them all the time. And I think both of them are losses, you know? I mean, you're one of those fighters that even when you lose, it's still very exciting. And I don't think it hurts your overall fan base. You know, you're known as a scrapper, as a scrambler, a wild man. You know, like, you know what it is. And I think that in your case, it will help you because you won't have to search long. Cage Warriors, Bellator, somebody, you will be fighting somewhere before 2019 is over.
Oh yeah, man. I've had Cage Warriors, they hit me up. They want me to fight in like March or April, and I told them no, I couldn't do it. You know, that I got kicked out of the UFC because I needed to work on shit. You know, and I don't want to fight and to work on what I need to work on. They hit me up. There's a Russian organization. They hit me up. I can't remember the name of it. But they asked me to fight Musa Kamaya. That was the fight that got me in the UFC. Musa Kamaya and Titan FC. I think it was... I found the guy. He beat the stuffing out of me for a round and a half. I went up tapping him out. So I told the Russian organization, no, I don't want to fight him. Give him to some other guy. And then, they were offering the money I wanted anyways. Then there's another organization. They actually hit me up this morning, a different Russian organization that want me to fight an 11-2 guy. I told them.
Oh, he froze for a second. you there?
Are you there?
Yeah, I just let you just cut out for just a second, but you're good.
I'm here. You.
Yeah.
I had someone try to call him. I'm trying to call me. But yeah, I've had the Bare Knuckle FC. They've hit me up. I like the idea of fighting them as well. There's a lot of ideas tossed around, but I'm waiting. You know, I got my little gym going. I'm up there every night teaching my kids, teaching the adults that, you know, haven't been taught before, and there are a few guys that are looking to fight. A lot of guys that are looking to do competitions and stuff. I'm focusing on that, and you know, I'm slowly but surely getting back to work. And before this year's over with, you'll see me in somebody's cage.
So it's not, you're not injured. Like, you have no injuries. You're not waiting for surgery. You just want to train. You want to get better, get your mental state better. It's not that, like, you're ready to fight tomorrow. You're ready to fight. You just want to train and get better, right? Am I hearing correctly?
Yeah, man. Other than being out of shape, you know, I'm ready to go. I need to work on my wrestling for sure. Big time. Gotta work on my hands, my head movement, all that good stuff. You know, I've got a lot of work to do that I want to put in before the next fight. But I plan on trying to book something within the next few months, and I want to book it for later this year, so that way I still got at least a few months to train for it, you know.
Do not count out Jason the Kid Knight. He is not done. Do not count him out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, man. I'm 26 years old. I fought 26 times as a professional. I won 20 of them. I lost 6 of them. I fought 10 times as an amateur. I won 10 as an amateur. But I've done more in my career than most people that are, you know, finished with their careers. And my career is just now getting started. You know what I'm saying? So I'm nowhere near done. I haven't finished nowhere near what I set out to accomplish, and I ain't going to stop till I've done it.
Definitely, and like, you know, we've mentioned several times, you have the style, the exciting style, you know, your great submissions. You're just an overall good fighter. You know, like you said, you just need to tighten some things up, grease the wheels, you know, just grease the wheels, get back in motion. But I'd have to say, you mentioned Bare Knuckle. That, to me, just as soon as you said that, I was like, Jason Knight, Bare Knuckle fighting, yes, 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 yes. Oh, we're reconnecting again. Sorry, guys. We have, but he lives out in the sticks. Yeah, I'm back with you.
All right, repeat what you were saying. I just said the last thing you said, as soon as I mentioned Bare Knuckle.
As soon as you mentioned Bare Knuckle fighting, I just thought, Jason Knight and Bare Knuckle fighting, yes, yes, yes. Like, I can definitely see you doing that.
I promise you, if I do a Bare Knuckle fight, I promise you it's not going to be the first one in my life.
You'll get paid for this one, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's the only difference.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, it'll be a good little paycheck, too.
But that one, to me, sounds the most exciting. Like, if you ask me, if I'm your manager, real quick, if Hank's your manager for the night, I say Bare Knuckle Boxing, get your name out there, you know, get a W, and, you know, get rolling again.
Yeah, man. I definitely considered it, and I think that it'd be a lot of fun for me, you know.
Well, man, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on again, second time around. And no matter what or where you end up, contact me, man. Let me know, you know, let me know where you signed and let me know what's going on, and we'll get you on again and get, you know, your announcement. Like, whenever you sign with somebody, just hit me up and we'll get you on here to do your announcement and your, you know, fight announcement and all that shit.
All right, man. That sounds good, bro. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. You make the show. Without you, I'm nothing.
Bro, you have a good night, man. I appreciate you.
You too. Take care, man.
All right, bro.
Ooh. I hope you guys enjoyed this audio version of Smoke Break MMA with special guest, former UFC featherweight Jason the Kid Knight. And I hope you guys have a good night or good morning, wherever you live in this beautiful world. But this is Hank, and I am signing off. See you guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.